Precious Truma, Shishi, Perkov Zion Pazak Aleph. Visisas Mizbeth Atishitim in Shmik Mizbeth, made of cedar wood, Chamish Amos Orech, the length of 5 Amos, Chamish Amos Rochav, a width of 5 Amos, Revua Yeh Mizbeth, Mizbeth should be square, Vishalosh Amos Kamaso, and 3 Amos in height. Says Rashi, Visisas Mizbeth the Gomer, Shalosh Amos Kamaso. Divam Kiksavon to Revuda. Revuda says the words that should be understood literally, meaning it should be 3 Amos tall. It says the word revua by the mizbecham, and the outside and the interior mizbech. Malahalim kavo pishnayim ba'orcho, just like the height of the inner mizbech is double its length. So afkayim kavo pishnayim ka'orcho. So too the height was double its length. So misvas soved ulmala. The pasuk that says 3 amos its height means from the edge of the band and upwards. From the Sovev and on, that's 3 Amos. But the actual height was 10 Amos, because it's double the height. Pasuk base. Besisa karnoseha al arba pinosav, you should make its horns on its 4 corners. Imenu tiena karnoseha, from it shall its horns be. Betsipisa son mechoshes, and you should cover it with copper. Rashi says, menu tiena karnoseha, shuli yasim levadam lichabim, but don't make them alone, then add them to it. Betsipisa so mechoshes, lechaper al azas mechach, to atone for insolence. Shenemar umitzcha nechusha, your forehead is kapar, it's a metaphor for insolence, and this should be the kapar for that. Pasuk Gimel, Jesus, Rosel, Dashno, you should make its pots to remove the ashes via of, and its shovels, umazer posav, and its sprinkling basins, umazer posav, and its prongs, umach posav, and its fire pans, achon kilav tasa nechoshes, all its implements should be made of kapar. Sirosav means kaminyoros, like kettles. Ladashno to remove the ashes, meaning Lahasir Dishon on the Soho to remove the ashes onto it. Vuhuchi Chugam Unklus, Lemispe Kitma. This supposed to have Desh on the Sochom to sweep the ashes from it. The Kiyesh Mila Splash from Ivris, Mila Achas Mischalafis Pepisun Lashamish Binyan Vistira. The same word in Hebrew can have the same word as creating and also destroying. Kimo Tishari, Batashrish Sharashay, her roots took root. Yvel Misharish, the fool sends forth roots. Means uproot all my purpose. The kamahu, misifab piriya, flourishing were inner branches, chilifo, misa'if piriya, cut off his branches. The kamahu is that achron itzmo, its last one, itzmo, means the kamahu, shiber atmosav, he broke his bones. The kamahu, iskaluhu ba'avanim, they stoned him with stones, the chilifo, saklu me even, hisuru avaner, remove its stones. And it says, they fenced them and they removed the stones. Akan ledashna means lahasr ledashin. The word ledashna means to remove the dashin. Laz, and in Old French, it means dissenter, descendier, which means to remove away, take away the ashes, or in English, to dust, to remove the dust, clean the dust. But ya'av, shavs ketergumo, as the Targum says, means magrifosav, which means shovels. Magrifos shenotum behen asadashin, shovels that they remove the ashes, who come in. Kisa kidera mishamakachas, it's like in the shape of a lid of a metal pot. Dock, it's thin, and it has a handle. And in Vlaz, vidal, it's a vidal in Old French. Mazik osav, the kabban damit zvachim, these sprinkling basins that are used to receive the blood from the karbanos. Mazik osav, kimin uklanios kufufus, like the shape of bent hooks. Umakavan, bavasu venechtavabo, and it would strike at the meat, and it would spear it. And they would flip it over on the pyre. She reminded herself and took it burn quickly. Vlaz Kerutin, it's called crochet or hook needles or rods, as in Old French. Vlashim Chacham and Psinorios, they're called Sinorius, which are these prongs. Umachto Sav, fire pans, base kibble, Yishlam, they had a cavity. Litobam Gacholim in Almizbech, take the coals from the Mizbech, Vlasisim Almizbech, Hapnimi, look first, and to bring them to the Mizbech Hapnimi. For Ketoros. Because of the raking, they call machtos, to rake off the fire from a conflagration. Lashon she'ivas ish mimkoma means drawing fire from its place. Can a man rake a fire from his bosom? The remachta means to rake. V'chol kilav, k'mo kol kilav, meaning the lamed is like for all its kalim. Pasuk Dalet. Lasisa lo mechbar. You should make a lattice. Lasi reshes. of copper netting, of nechoshes of copper, v'sisa al reshes, and she make on the copper netting, arba tabos nechoshes al arba kitzav, four rings on its four corners. Rashi says, mechbar lashon kivra, it means a sieve, shekorin kribble belad, it's called the kribble, which means cribbed, meaning having a background of white dots, because it's like a sieve. It's like a garment made from mizbech. Osechorin chorin kimin reshes has holes like a net. Mikros is that mizurz, and this pasuk has to be actually written the other in invertedly. The chope is shown how you understand it. Sisal mechbar the chosheh masi reshes. You should make the lattice of copper a work of netting. The word chosheh should be earlier. Pasuk hey, nesata osof hachas karkov. You should place it beneath the band of his back of the mizbech, downwards. While you saw reshes of chati mizbech, and the reshes should be to the midpoint of the mizbech. Rashi says, "Karkov hamizbech soviv." The word karkov means the surrounding band. Kol dvar hamakif soviv the equal kari karkov. Anything that's the word encompasses around something is called a karkov. K'mashushim v'akol shochtim, as it says in akol shochtim in chulin. Ilhin glami base keli. These are the unfinished wooden vessels. Kol she'asid l'shuf u'l'karkev. Anything that is going to be smooth and banded. V'hu k'mo she'osin charitzin igulin b'karshi defani al'kev o'saf sili ha'itz. It's like the round grooves they made when for planks of wood and chests and wooden benches. Av mizbech o'sechor tzaviv. So mizbech too, they had these grooves around it as well. V'hirach po amal l'dofne m'noi. And so with was an amal along with its wall for a decoration. The sof shosh amos shall go, and I was at the end of the three amos of the mizbeach's height. Kedivri ha'omer gavol pishan karcho, assuming that the mizbeach was double the length of its length, double the height of it, double the length of its height was its height, which means it was ten amos tall. Hamanim mekayim v'shosh amos k'masu misfas sovev l'mala. So the height should be three amos from the sovev and up. I will sovev l'hiluch hakolim, but the copper mizbeach of the Mishkan did not have a surrounding loyam is bechlam nechoshes, because the surrounding ledge of the Kohen to walk around that was in the Mizan Mikdash was not in the Mizbech in the Mishkan, ela al rosh lifnim mikar mesel, but the Kohanim would walk on the top between the horns, v'chein shinim b'zvachim, it says in Zvachim, eizu karka, what's the karka being carried in the karn, between the horns of the Mizbech, lay rochit amma, there was an amma with, lifnim mehen, and further inward from the horn, amma shal hilach regalei Kohanim, was an amma wide, I guess you could say, depression or indent for the feet of the Kohen to walk on. Shnei amos halalu, these two amos, the amma from horn to horn and the amma inward, kari karkov, that is the karkov in the Mishkan, v'dik dach misham, and we in the Talmud raise the point in Zvachim, v'aksiv, tachas akarkov mizbech l'mata, but it says in the Torah that under the band of the mizbech downwards, that l'manash akarkov v'dachna hu l'vushal mechbar tachtov, he just, the band was on the top of the mizbech, but it was on the sides, it's like a garment around it. Tiras HaMetaris, and the Gemara answers there are two bands. Chalinoi, Chalikonim, Dili Shtarnu. So one was for decoration, one was there so the Kohanim should not slip. Bezesh Shabedofid Linoi Havi, on the one on the side was for decorations. Bitachtaf of Bisha Machber. And beneath that, they would dress the Mizbech with a lattice. The Gir Rachbo Al Chaf the Mizbech. And that the bottom of its width would reach to the midpoint of the Mizbech. Nimsa Shamach or Rachbalam, you see the lattice was one anna wide, for who I assim in the Chatzi Gavo. And that was a sign of half the height of Mizbeach. Lahar the Bindamim Alionim, Dama Hakhtad showed where the upper part of Mizbeach was and the lower part of Mizbeach was. Ukinegdu Osna Mizbeach Bisalamim Chaguras Chur Hasikra Bem. So, in the Bisam Mikdash, they would have something similar, a red line around it, the Kevish Shahu Olobo. And regarding the ramp with the Kohen was sent on Mizbeach, Afishal Pirshu Beinza, even though there's no explanation in the Torah about this. Kvar Shamani with Parshas Mizbech Adam Atasalid, we already mentioned in earlier in Parshas, in the Barad Parshas of Mizbech Adam Atasalid, it's Nisro, Lo Tal Lebemalos, says don't ascend with stairs, Lo Sasa Lo Malos Kevishalo, don't make stairs for its ramp, Ela Kevish Cholakish, you smooth, Amanashi Lo Kevish, shows that you have to have a ramp, Kashinu B'Nechoto, that's what Mechoto says, Mizbech Adam, who Mizbech HaNechoshas. And the Zvech Adam is referred to the Mizbech and the Choshesh, and Ma'am Chavon Ma'adam of Makom Chan Yasum, because they would fill dirt with it whenever they encamped. The Kevesh Hayyab Adarma Mizbech, and the ramp was on the southern side of the Mizbech, Ma'abdul Ben Mizbech, Melchur HaSara, separating from the Mizbech by hair's breadth, In the lower end of the land, extend to the Amma of the courtyard, adjacent to the curtain of the courtyard. Assuming that the height was 10 Amos tall. According to the Ma'ad Amr, which says that it was taken literally, Shosh Amos Kamos was only 3 Amos tall. The length of the ramp is only 10 Amos tall. Meaning, according to the opinion of the Mizrach, that it was 10 Amos tall, that the base of the ramp was 32 Amos long. But if it's shorter, it only needs to be 10 Amos. Kech Matzasi B'mishas Harbet Tisha Midos says in the Bryce of that, Zeh Shuhu moved up in the Mizrach Malachot, Mizrachas Zvachim, the Manum in the Mikra, we learn from the Gemara in Zvachim the importance of why he had to be separated by a hair's breadth. Pasuk Vasisa Badim and Mizbeach, you should make posts with the Mizbeach, Badi Atisitim and Chitim, or the Gatisit Pizza or some of the Choshers, and you should cover them with copper. Pasuk Zain, Behuva as Badav the Kabosi, you should put the poles into the rings. Do you have Ashtek, Salos and Mizbeach, the Seth or Seven, and the poles should be on the two sides of the Mizbeach when you carry them. Rashi says, "V'tabos ba'arbatabos shenasu lemechbar for the four rings that you made for the lattice work." Paskhas nevuv v'luchos tatzel. So, hollow of panels, you should make it. Kasher harei oscha bahar kini asu the same as you were shown on the mountain. So they should do. Rashi says, "Nevuv v'luchos kedegumu chalil luchim a hollow of boards." Luchos atishitim mikol tzad v'chol ve'emtzah. There should be boards of shitim on each side, and it's hollow in the middle. V'li yekul itz echad shi avav. It shouldn't be one piece of wood, a 5 amos, like a block. It should be hollow boards.